نحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبدك ورسولك، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet, and we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the Prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the Day of Judgment. My dear brethren, things happen to us every day to which we pay no attention until a moment comes when an idea strikes and one wonders, it has always been there, why didn't I take note of it? Allow me to share a thought with you. Driving my car on the freeway, and it looked like a very straight freeway ahead of me, when I suddenly noticed that my hands are continuously moving the steering wheel to right or left in small movements. And I wondered why. This is a very straight freeway. Why do I have to steer right and left? And the only conclusion is that our cars do not really go straight. They keep deviating, but we immediately and promptly give that little steering that brings back our cars to the line they should be following. Then I did realize that it is not only our cars that do that. It is our own selves. We have the potential of deviation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. By a soul and he who proportioned it and inspired it, it's right and wrong. Successful is the one who purifies it, and a failure is the one who corrupts it. We have that potential, and we know we are not perfect, nor were we meant to be. The angels do good all the time because they do not know what bad is. The animals follow their instinct without thinking. They are programmed to do what they do. But we have in us the seed of goodness and the seed of evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the brain to think, and they gave us the guidance to follow, and knows that we are not absolutely perfect. As a matter of fact, the Hadith Qudsi says, يا بني آدم لو لم تكونوا تخطئون فتستغفرون فيغفر لكم لأنشأ قوما آخرين يخطئون فيستغفرون فيغفر لهم. Allah says, you children of Adam, had you not been a species who err, do wrong, and then repent, and then they are forgiven, had you not been that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have created another creation who would fall in error and repent, and they are forgiven. And so we know that as we go into our path in our life, we cannot just set course and leave ourselves and assume we are going in a straight line. But we should realize that it is those small prompt corrections that keep us on course. And that is why Allah in His wisdom and mercy saw to it that at least 17 times a day we Muslims say اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the straight path. It is 17 times if we do our obligatory prayers. It is more than that if we do non-obligatory prayers, or if we just read Surah Al-Fatiha any time for any reason, and read اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, or if we just supplicate any time and ask Allah اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the straight path. Of course, taken that when we pray, we are aware of what we say. Some people read automatically without life in their words. They read it as a mechanical ritual. But if we are aware of what we say and to what the Quran tells us to read, then when you say اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, it takes another dimension. It becomes living words, not just words to utter. And we really mean it. Ya Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, keep us from those little deviations. Indeed, الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ is mentioned in the Quran 34 times, and four more times Allah ascribes this Sirat to Himself. Siratu Rabbik, Siratu Rabbi, Sirat al-Aziz al-Hamid, etc., etc. Of course, what I mean here is the minor deviations. Because if you commit the major deviations, it would be like me driving my motor car and leaving it just to drift away or to clash or to fall from the edge of a cliff. We do not mean here the majors, al-kaba'ir, like adultery, like drinking, like stealing. These are majors, and these are incompatible with iman. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يشرب الخمر شاربها حين يشربها وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق الذي يسرق وهو مؤمن. A person cannot commit adultery while he is in a state of iman. the iman just departs out of him. And similarly, a person drinking alcohol or a person stealing, these are irreconcilable with iman itself. But we are alluding in this speech to the minors. And although they are minors and are forgivable, we have to attach great importance to them, because the minors can extend to be majors, because the minors add up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And Allah says in the Quran, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. The book, the register, will be put forward, and the criminals on that day will say, woe to us, how about this book? It doesn't omit a small thing or a large thing without recording and reporting it. So we have, if we, alhamdulillah, could avoid the majors, we have to pay attention to the minors in order to keep on the straight path. And being on the straight path is not a static, stable thing. It is a dynamic thing, continuously repeated and performed, just like you tilt your steering wheel of your car as you are driving on a straight freeway. It is the continuous remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah, a lot of remembrance. And that is why we are enjoined, at the slightest whisper of something evil in ourselves, to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek shelter with Allah from the shaitan, the cursed shaitan. And please remember that the shaitan of anyone is anything that distracts him from the path of Allah. You need to be on continuous alert. You need to have the name of Allah and His attributes on your tongue as much as possible. You need to be saying Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah all the time and as much as possible. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to say Astaghfirullah, seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I, the Prophet, astaghfirullah fil yawmi sab'ina marra, I do repent to Allah every day 70 times. And this is the Prophet who has been forgiven his sins of the past and the future. How about us? We should say Astaghfirullah. We should remember Allah. And know that the mouth that doesn't have the utterance of Allah and His attributes is a dry mouth. Have you ever tried your mouth being dry? It is almost painful and very uncomfortable. And the more you repeat the dhikr, the mention, the remembrance of Allah, the more you are immune from falling even into minor sin. Don't say something is minor and something is easy and something doesn't count. Everything counts. And what starts as minor might proceed to a major. You should watch yourself and watch your step, even in things that you think are small. How about that little lie that you thought was an innocent lie? How about that little thing you said about your brother from behind of his back? How about some joke that makes fun of your religion or religious personalities? How about being entrusted with something and not being 100% trustworthy? In the life, the daily life of each of us, we do very minor things. Some of them are even too minor for ourselves to notice. And that is why the dua of the Prophet ﷺ was, Allahumma astaghfiruka lima a'lamu min dhanbi wa ma la a'lam. I repent to you from my sins that I know of, and from my sins that I am not even aware of. Live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are required to keep companionship. It is not the 5 times you stand for prayer. It is not the daily trip to the mosque. But Allah requires of you every second, every day, because the Quran says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, my prayer, my meditation, my living, my dying are all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Allah standing and sitting and lying on their sides. It is this continuous state of remembrance that you should be striving to. And if you are successful and perseverant and insistent and commanding yourself perfectly and firmly to keep the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart and in your tongue, then you will achieve the status when you will be light of the light of God. When you will be seeing with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will be a divine subject related to Allah, as the Prophet says, حَتَّى يَكُونَ عَبْدًا رَبَّانِيًّا يَقُولُ لِلشَّيْءِكُمْ فَيَكُونَ. Until you become a divine subject attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep company with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep His company all the time. What I say seems to be irrelevant in these days when there are great political upheavals, when there are great battles Islam is being waged upon Islam and Muslims, when there are so many crises all over the world. And Dr. Hathoud comes to say, Dhikrillah and the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, I say it because it is the key, it is the beginning. You cannot take iman halfway. You cannot start your iman by endorsing the cause of Kashmir or Palestine or Bosnia unless you begin at the beginning. And the beginning is inside your heart. And the beginning is to put Allah in your heart. And in your deeds and on your tongue, and be true to that, and then the victory of Allah will come because you are eligible for it. Sometimes we wonder, Allah promised the mu'mins to support them, how come we are defeated and the kafirs defeat us? But remember that Allah might punish a people by worse people who are worse than themselves. And remember that the victory of Allah comes to those who deserve it. Sometimes we say these are our rights without asking, do we deserve them? And we shall not deserve them if Allah is just a theory, if Allah is just a word we say without thinking of it, if Allah is the distant and we are away from Him. The beginning of the victory in all fields, in all arenas, political, military, economic, etc., etc., until we are the real Muslims, then the aeroplane carrying the victory from Allah will not find the suitable runway to land on. And so far we are not the suitable runway. So we have to strive, be the suitable subjects who would deserve the victory of Allah, and then it will come, and will come without delay, because this is His promise, and He doesn't break His promise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سلوا ربكم يستجب لكم.